In the movie The Empire Strikes Back, one of those Star Wars movies from my youth and your youth, because we all were younger then, I can talk about it now with you all. There's young people now don't even have the references anymore, but I'm still going to cling to it. So in that movie, The Empire Strikes Back, which came out in 1980, when Luke Skywalker goes to Master Yoda to learn how to become a Jedi Knight, he is subjected to intense physical training. He has him running through the swamp, jumping over rocks and logs, swinging from trees, climbing ropes, all sorts of, gym class kind of stuff. However, the toughest training that he faces is in the mental teachings of the tiny green Jedi Master. In one scene, when Luke's starship sinks into the swampy waters, he declares rather dejectedly, "We'll never get it out now." Now, Yoda points out that Luke has learned and seen how to lift rocks and other things with the power of the Force. This shouldn't be a problem. "Master Yoda," Luke says, "moving stones around is one thing, but this is totally different." "No," Yoda responds, "it is no different. It is only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned. You must unlearn what you have learned." The implication here is that everything that we have learned goes into forming our ideas and our beliefs about what is possible, what is reasonable, and what is normal. Yoda was seeking to break Luke out of that defeated mindset and see the wonderful possibilities of which he was capable. Like that Jedi Master, Jesus also seeks to break us out of preconceived notions of what we can do and what we cannot do, what is only human, as we say, and what we were made by God to be. This is what our readings this weekend are teaching us, and they center on something that often seems superhuman: forgiveness. As Christians, hopefully, we have heard a lot about forgiveness and forgiving. It's an ingrained part of our faith. Jesus, in his public ministry, often spoke to sinners and told them they were forgiven. Even as he was lifted up after being nailed to the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them." When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we recite each time, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Today, Peter thinks he's being so very progressive when he suggests to Jesus that we should forgive 7 times. That seems like a good biblical number, doesn't it? That's what a smart student would do. But for all of this talk of forgiveness, of forgiving your neighbor's injustice and setting enmity aside, how good am I at it? Really, how good are we at forgiving? And not in theory, but when someone actually hurts us. Right? It's one thing to say, "Oh, you should forgive. Forgive your neighbor." We say it all the time, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Very easily it rolls off our tongue. Until someone actually hurts us. Someone actually wounds us or sins against us. That is the measure of how well we have heeded Christ's teachings. "But Father," you might say, "they betrayed me." Certainly. Jesus was God. He had to say those things. Correct. God forgiving us is one thing, but this is totally different. No. No different. It is only different in our mind. We must unlearn what we have learned. And what have we learned in this world of ours? I'll tell you what I've learned. Maybe you can sympathize. Revenge feels good, doesn't it? getting even with someone, getting back with someone, or seeing them get theirs after they've hurt us or we think they've hurt us. That feels good. We can gloat. Anger fuels us. Remembering some past faults will often keep me focused. Isn't this the story of human struggle throughout history? One people harms another, war ensues, someone wins, and they both stew until the next time. As with nations, so too with us. My instinct, reinforced by TV and movies and cultural practice, is to destroy those who wound me. It's only human, right? However, we seek to serve God, don't we? Don't we? We seek to serve God and listen to his word and respond as that word calls us. Don't forget that. God is not served by our anger. God is not served by our righteous or self-righteous indignation. God is not served by our thin skin and our readiness to be offended. God is not served by our need to be right or seen to be right. God is not served by our desire for revenge or getting even. He is served in none of that. God is served only by our love. Only by our love. Nothing else unites what we do to God. Nothing. And therefore, nothing that we do, good or bad, has any value unless it's joined to God through love. Certainly not anger. If we want to break a cycle of seeing ourselves as victims or vengeance takers, we must learn this lesson of forgiveness. It's not simple, but Jesus knows that. However, we may have defined forgiveness improperly. It does not mean that what someone did to hurt me was okay. It does not mean that I deserve to be mistreated. It does not mean that I will be open to that harm again. Instead, forgiveness is a remedy to victimhood. It is the cure for vengeance. It is the road to real peace. The only road, in fact, because that is the road Jesus walked. The only way anyone can live in peace is if they are prepared to forgive. And that is what Jesus means today in telling us not just 7 times, but 77 times. And that doesn't mean that the 78th time you're free to hate someone. What Jesus is saying symbolically through that language of arithmetic is that we must always be disposed to forgive. Always. Because, right, we get hurt, maybe we can forgive, but we'll always remember that hurt, right? A hurt that I have forgiven keeps popping up in my head. That's the devil. That's the devil saying, yeah, wasn't that terrible? Yeah, but I've already forgiven her. Yeah, but it was still terrible, right? 71, 72. Means you always have to keep forgiving. Jesus is asking us to unlearn our old and destructive way and to embrace an attitude that will bring peace. It seems superhuman at times because we've been so attuned to an old way of striking back. But with God's grace, which Jesus gives us, we possess a force to be people of forgiveness. Can we try that? Can we try that? Well, don't. Do it or don't do it. There is no try.